Yeah, this is Hobbs. You're listening to 97.3 WRIRLP FM in Richmond, Virginia. You're listening to Mother's Milk and Josh Sturgill's show, which is a drinking show, by God. You got to be drinking when you listen to a show. It's party time. It's party time tonight. It's all about Mother's Milk. It's all about drinking. Let's have some fun. Let's get it on tonight on Josh's show. Come on, this is Hobbs. Let's get with it. Party hardy, everybody. This is Richmond. Come on, let's go. Come on.
They were dancing on the side. What's up, guys? Welcome to Mother's Milk, 2 hours of songs about booze. And that started it off. My boss gave me that song, and he claims that it is at least inferentially about booze. And hey, wherever there's partying going on, there is booze involved, unless you're doing it way wrong. So, yeah, that was Jack Mack and the Heart Attack with Cardiac Party. And, well, that's a fun name for a song by a band with heart attack in their name, I guess. They're quite clever ones. And it was cool. Most of tonight's show is going to be a little mopey, but really catchy and infectious and poppy at the same time. Because I've been listening to a lot of Spotify based on bands I'm in the mood to hear. And mostly that's been the Triffids, the Chills, and Pulp. So a lot of English and Australian and other Commonwealthish sort of countries, artists doing, you know, fun stuff. But I figured I'd start it out kind of rocking because one of the other bands that I was listening to was REO Speedwagon, because they are not a guilty pleasure, but a proud pleasure of mine. Love me some REO Speedwagon, but I'm mostly familiar with like 80s era, you know, like High Infidelity, all that stuff. So I checked out their first few albums, and I discovered that their first three albums had three different singers. And I think all three actually kind of had like a drinking song going on there. And so we're going to hear those, starting with Reelin', off of the second album, I think. And this is with one of the singers that didn't end up actually being around very long, I don't think.
Heat in what I say than what I do. You can enjoy, but you must know how much Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
My mama drank Scotch whiskey and my daddy drank Jim Beam. And I was conceived just outside of New Orleans. Told my mama I loved her while Elvin Bishop played. That it'd be the worst mistake my mama ever made. I'm a son. Serve some time in jail.
October day. Soon as I was born, my daddy up and ran away. We got by on getting by, we'd live from week to week. Long as I got two good hands, I worked to earn my keep. I'm a son. Jim Beam, and I was conceived just outside of New Orleans. When my life is over and my time has come to pass, bury me upside down so the world can kiss my ass. I'm a son of the bourbon, I'm a son of a bitch, I'm a dying breed of rock and roll left ass up in a ditch.
Sleep alone. The stars are all melting and your teeth are on fire. The guys at the bar are all liars. Yeah, baby, your hair's a mess and your feet are all dirty, but I feel blessed. The world is expanding as the universe shrinks. Neither of us knows what the other one thinks. This is the planet where our people stuck their flag. We're all fucked up on the booze and the drugs. How long you gonna be in the bathroom, baby? We're all fucked up on the booze and the drugs. How long you gonna be in the bathroom? Yeah, darling, wanna take you home on a night like this. Don't wanna be alone. The bars are all closing, your hair is on fire. Neither of us is gonna get any higher. Yep.
I love that song. Isn't it awesome? Say it with me. That song was awesome. That was the Broken Family Band with the booze and the drugs. Before that, you heard Blackberry Smoke with Son of a Bourbon, which was amusing to me. I was looking up something else on YouTube earlier today, and I was forced to sit through an ad for Blackberry Smoke, and I thought, oh, God, looks awful. And so 10 minutes later, after I'd finished looking at what I was looking at on YouTube, which was a song I was going to grab for tonight, which I might play next anyways, I was going through my files trying to find enough tracks to sort of fill in the gaps between all the new stuff to where I had enough time to fill out tonight's show. And what did I find? But that sometime a couple years ago, I grabbed a Blackberry Smoke song, and that was the song. You heard it. Before that, you heard three tracks from REO Speedwagon, featuring, I believe, three different vocalists. The only one you would have recognized would have been the one doing the vocals on Riding the Storm Out, which I think was an album he was not actually originally on. His name is Kevin Cronin. I think that's the one. Yeah. And then before that, you heard Reelin'. And after that, you heard Whiskey Nights with the vocalist who was on Riding the Storm Out, because that song's actually from the album Riding the Storm Out. It's very complicated, isn't it? I don't know. I might have misspoke earlier when I said three different singers for three different albums, because I think I didn't realize all those albums existed, the number of albums available on Spotify versus the number of albums listed on the Wikipedia page versus the number of albums listed on their allmusic.com page. All three of those are different, so God only knows. And if God cares about REO Speedwagon, I love him for it. Let's see here. What are we going to do next? Oh, yeah, I said I would play that song that I was looking at earlier. Yeah, this is Dusty Rhodes and the River Band. All this stuff is deceptive because the show is going to take a sharp turn at some point, real soon now, actually, and sound completely different. So if you're hating it right now, have faith. And if you're loving it right now, also have faith. Hopefully the shift will be to your liking as well. Dusty Rhodes and the River Band with Dear Honey.
Well, he was a gent, was quite content with his beautiful trips and his clean politics and the beauty queen. He went in a limousine, but dreams are obscene, those dreams are obscene.
Last man tonight on the street. Yeah, can't get it. there's nothing here but a tenner in my pocket and a fridge full of beer. There's an army around the country, we're all stuck in our rooms. It takes a lot of preparation to make a move. Out the door, down the stairs, through the clothes, down the street, on the bus, to the pub, and there are people meet. But I'd rather sit and stare and wonder what might happen there. If I could move my head in time with a brighter beat. Just the ghosts of the people they once held dear. We're an army around the country, we're all stuck in our rooms. It takes a lot of desperation to make a move. Out the door, down the stairs, through the clothes, down the street, on the bus, to the pub, and there are people meet. But we'd rather sit and stare and wonder what may happen there. We can move our heads in time with a brighter beat.
Time for Who Said That? On this episode of The Rainbow Minute. Born near Birmingham, England in 1951, this singer and songwriter became known as Metal God. His first bands included Athens Wood, Lord Lucifer, and Hiroshima. Then he met a man named Ian Hill and joined the band Judas Priest. Between 1974 and 1990, he recorded 14 albums with the group. Performing in leather and sunglasses, he often entered the stage atop a Harley Davidson. In 1998, he came out on MTV. He said, "I think that most people know that I've been a gay man all my life. Who said that?" It was Rob Halford, whose coming out event was the subject of the song Hats Off to Halford by Adam and His Package. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Dustin Richardson.
Drunk girls, a couple of heart attacks. Drunk girls, unusually mild. But drunk girls.
How about those drunk girls? That was LCD Sound System. And before that, you heard A Brighter Beat by Malcolm Middleton, Play by The Wonder Stuff, and we started that set off with Dear Honey by Dusty Rhodes and the something or other, The River Band. Dusty Rhodes and The River Band. You are listening to Mother's Milk on WRIR. I'm happy you're doing so. Hope you're having a good old time drinking along at home. Up next, I think we're going to play more music. Yes, that's what we're going to do. This is the Go-Betweens. It's called Cut It Out.
What would you do if I told you to run from him? What would you say if I told you to abandon him? I know you drink, you've had a lot to drink. Do you have to talk like that? If you go to parties and cut your hair, people grab their hats. What would you do if I told you to pack your bags? What would you say if I told you to take off those rags? I know you're down, I know you're blue, you broke your spell. If you want life, you take that life and you live it well.
Rock. slipping through the door like a troubadour, wandering just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast. Sucking on the number 10, rolling on the floor with a cigarette buns rolled in. I've missed the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night and star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day. You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just now.
love hate fell with his racist blind. For you is a must as you stagger about, making free with your nude and lascivious posts. We all know you're soft cause we've all seen you dancing. We all know you're hard cause we've all seen you drinking from noon until noon again. You're the boy with the filthy laugh. Celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wags. She's a waitress and she's got style.
There's an awful lot of hum on this mic when you cut it on after an awfully quiet part of a song. Man, that was Belle and Sebastian with The Boy with the Arab Strap, title track off the album of the same name. That's why they call it a title track. For that, you have A Day We Caught the Train by Ocean Color Scene, which I think reminded me of a Beatles song, but wasn't actually a cover of the Beatles song, was it? I think the lyrics were different, but melodically it totally did something like a song I know. It was confusing in a fun way. Before that, you heard The Go-Betweens with Cut It Out. You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. And this is Mother's Milk. We've got about an hour left tonight, but only about 20 minutes of music left because this is the last show of the month, which means it is time for our monthly airing of the next episode of the Rome Doings podcast. And it's a short one this week, so we got a full-on, like, 20-some-odd minutes to play music in this second hour. And I'm going to start off this second hour with some Card of the Unstoppable Sex Machine. This one's called A Prince in a Pauper's Grave. It's good, because every Carter USM track is good.
In a bar, Johnny drinks, Johnny Walker, till he runs up a bill he can't pay. He's drinking to the memory of a prince in a pauper's grave. And it's go, Johnny, go, where the bruises don't show. In the churchyard where the nervous get wrecked. And turn off your wireless for 2 minutes silence. Cough up and pay your respects. And go to the park where vicars and tots pray for their tormented souls. By the American graffiti from Elephant and Castle in Ford Capri Orange and Volkswagen Yellow and we'll be right back. drinks, Johnny drinks, Johnny Walker runs up a bill that the Pope couldn't pay. He's drinking to the memory of a prince in a pauper's grave. Johnny drinks, Johnny drinks, Johnny drinks, Johnny Walker.
That's all. technique, yeah. Or ain't that a tea, yeah? Everybody in the house is woo.
The main attraction, dominoes are falling, a chain reaction, scraping subject, ruled by fear, told me whiskey works better than beer, the judges on vinyl, decisions on final, and nobody gets a reprieve, and every wave is tidal, if you hang around you're going to get wet. Can't prepare for death anymore than I already have. All you can do now is watch the shells. The game looks easy, that's why it sells. Frustrated fireworks inside your head. Instead, the American acting that pays my bills, keep the Batman feeding.
Christmas time and the needles on the tree. A skinny Santa is bringing something to me. His voice is overwhelming, his speech is slurred, and I only understand every other word. Open your parachute and grab your gun, blow it down like an omen, I set in sun. Read the poem, return at five, it's a hell of a home, if you can keep it alive. But I don't care if I fuck up, I'm going on a date with a rich white lady. Shine on a silver tray. Don't let me get carried away. Don't let me get carried away. Don't let me be carried away.
My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
I woke up on a sofa in an unfamiliar house, surrounded by sleeping folks that I didn't know. Failing to find my friends, I decided that it was clearly time to go. So I made my way out of the door as quietly as I could. There was no one there I knew to say goodbye. Squinting in the sadly sobering sunshine of a Sunday morning light. Cause I started the night with all my friends and I ended up alone. Oh yes, I started out so happy. Now I'm hungover and down. It was about then that I realized I was halfway through the best years of my life. So I scanned the local landmarks, trying to find out where I was, or maybe even find a bus back home. I was longing for a shower, for clean sheets and a charger for my phone. And suddenly it hit me that I got paid this Friday last. So I rifled through my pockets for some change. But all I found was a packet of broken cigarettes and a sinking sense of shame. Cause I started the night with all my friends and I ended up alone. Oh yes, I started out so happy. Now I'm hungover and down. It was about then that I realized I was halfway through the best years of my life. I had to ask myself, well, is it? Dirty looks made me rack my brain.
damage started to sink in. It'd been quite a heavy weekend, but I could just about remember where I'd been. 'Cause I started the night with all my friends and I ended up alone. Oh yes, I started out so happy, now I'm hungover and down. I stood on a street corner and I felt a little sick. It was about then that I realized I was halfway through the first day of the week. About the way that you feel, and I barely know who you are, but I'll break your heart and then I'll sleep in your car. I'm not dying inside while I'm dead. Yeah, too many people have fucked with my head, and now I'm out for revenge. Well, I'm not the only one who regrets the way they act, but I seem to be the only one who's honest with the facts. And I'm sick to death of always being sucker. I'm a heartless bastard motherfucker. Well, you're a prize specimen. You look pretty fine, but I don't know where you've been. You invite me back to your place, and you feed me drinks to get me out of my face. You never own up to what you did. Like an adult and you cry like a kid. Then you tell your friends I took the piss. Well, I'm not the only one who regrets the way they act, but I seem to be the only one who's honest with the facts. Well, I'm sorry, honey, this time you're the sucker. I'm a heartless bastard motherfucker. Just for a second here with a straight face, I am sick of the sinners always making out their saints. As far as I can tell, well, the ones who watch are the ones with their hearts on their sleeves. Make up, don't protest too much.
So that was two tracks by Frank Turner. Throw those out to Sean, who's probably on his way home from TSOL at Bandidos now-ish, now-esque. That was The Real Damage and Heartless Bastard Mother Effer. You probably figured that last one out. For that, you heard Elliott Smith doing King's Crossing, which is off an Elliott Smith album I never heard before. That was his last one, and I got to check the whole thing out now. Man, that was ridiculously produced. There was just a lot more going on there than any of the Elliott Smith that I had heard previously. Before that, you heard an outtake from This Is Hardcore, the album by Pulp, called It's a Dirty World. And we started out with Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine doing, what was it called? It was called A Prince in a Pauper's Grave. And that said, it's time for Rum Doings, your weekly, monthly, I guess, dose of two British dudes talking about random stuff, which I find super amusing and hope that you do too. I'll catch you guys next week. Have a wonderful rest of August.